It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Miss Kay Rudd as our guest. Good morning, Kay. Hadn't had you out here at the station in quite a while, so welcome.
Thank you. Good to be back on this nice cold morning.
It is cold, to say the least. Playing in Person is a program that keeps our audience abreast of things to do and things that is going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. Kay, let's talk a little bit about athletics. Tell us more.
Okay, we've got several volleyball leagues that registration's open for. We have the adult co-rec volleyball that goes through February 28th, as long as the women's volleyball that goes through the registration goes through the 28th. But then the youth volleyball registration, that ends on the 25th of February. Excuse me, Rob.
That's quite all right.
Youth baseball and softball registration goes through February 9th, so there's not a whole lot of time to register for that one. But those three volleyball leagues, they go on, registration goes on through the end of February for those. And there's need to go ahead and get registered for those too.
336-597-1755 mm-hmm. for more information. Or you can log on to Person County.
nc.gov.
Again, that's Person County, nc.gov for more information about things that is going on with the Parks and Rec Department. What else you got going on, Kay?
Okay, coming up this Saturday, and there's still time to sign up, there's a Key to My Heart Buttons and Burlap Craft Project that we're doing for Valentine's Day. You can sign up for that. I believe it's 9 o'clock Saturday morning. It starts under the in space under the gym there, Sansbury. And that's really cute. It's really, really cute. It's a heart on a burlap canvas made out of buttons with a bow and a little key charm. We're calling it Key to My Heart for Valentine's Day. And, yeah, it does start at 9, so that's coming on. Lisa Mazzell is going to be running that for me. Let's see what else. Tai Chi classes out at Mayo on Monday afternoons. Those will be starting on the 17th. Actually, be the 24th because of Martin Luther King holiday.
Right.
So those are at 5:30 on Monday afternoons out at Mayo. Darcy Woodell is conducting those classes. And we have yoga classes early morning, 7 to 8 a.m. at the Sansbury Annex, taught by Martha Pickett, and those are going on right now, and you can still sign up for those. We've got 8 so far.
All right, so lots of things going on, sports oriented wise and more. 336-597-1755 for more information, or log on to personcountync.gov for more information. Miss Kay Rudd is with us this morning. I want to let you know that Mayo Park will start having bass fishing tournaments starting the second Saturday in February, and that will actually be February 12th, and they will have those bass fishing tournaments the second Saturday of the month through June, and that is sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. Now, they will also be having other fishing tournaments there at Mayo Park, but the ones that we're talking about being on the second Saturday of each month is sponsored by the Person County Parks and Rec Department. For more information, call 336-597-7806. Log on to personcountync.gov for more information, or stop by 1013 Neal Store Road in Roxborough. And that's the location of the part of the education and environment building there at Mayo Park. And that is the office. And they can give you whatever information that you may want or need about the upcoming fishing tournaments. You can also call that same number, 336-597-7806, for more information about camping at Mayo Park. They have water and electric hookups for RVs. They have cabins available for rent. You will find modern bathroom facilities, a nature trail. They have horseshoe pits, a disc golf course, lots of things to do. Paddle boards, canoes, and kayaks available for rent at Mayo Park. Again, 336-597-7806. Kay, you got anything you want to make mention of right now?
Depending on the situation with this COVID that's going on right now, we're going to try to do the Special Olympic Spring Games. Right now, registration is open for those. Any independent athlete wants to either come by the office or call the office to get a registration packet, we can do that. The games are scheduled for May 4th with a rain date of May 5th at Person High School. Like I say, we're going to try and go. No guarantee this is going to happen, you know, because of the situation. But we're going to go ahead and start registration for that event. So you can come by the office or call the office and have a registration packet sent to you, or you can come by and pick one up.
We'll have our local news coming up in just a little bit. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. A good Tuesday morning to you. It's January 11th, 2022. Miss Kay Rudd is with us for Playing in Person. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Rob.
Hey, just What's keep up? In mind, always something fun to do here in Roxburgh and Person County. We have tennis courts at Huck Sansbury and Person High School. Walking tracks throughout the county from anywhere within a 10 or 15 minute drive. Anywhere in the county, you can be at one of those walking tracks. Some of them have playgrounds, and you can walk early morning, middle part of the day, late in the evening, whenever you want to walk.
They're all lighted.
That's right. And if you're wanting to get out and play disc golf, you have the opportunity at Piedmont Community College, Mayo Park, and at Hyco Lake. So lots of things to do. And we just encourage anytime you may have some family visiting from out of town, why not take them out to some of these local places and let them enjoy some of the things here in Roxburgh and Person County. And the majority of the things that we've mentioned, it's no charge to enjoy. You can also walk the nature trail at Mayo Park. So just bear that in mind. What you got for us, Kay?
We have cheerleading going on right now. We've got the program up and running again. We have a few slots left. We're only taking 20 on each group. And there are a couple slots left in each group. And you can sign up for that through the end of the month. At the end of the month, registration closes. We will not take any more new cheerleaders. Those practices are on Wednesday evenings. The beginner class is from 5:30 to 6:15. And the advanced class is 6:15 to 7:30. The advanced class, you must have prior experience cheering, dancing, something like that. In the beginner's class, anybody can sign up for the beginner's class. And those, like I say, those practices are Wednesday evenings from, depending on which class, either at 5:30 or at 6:15 and go on through 7:30. They are coached by Tabitha Smith, who's been doing this for us for 7 or 8 years now. She's a former NC State All-Star cheerleader. And she has led the teams in the past to competitions, and they have placed very well at these competitions. She's a very good coach. And just sign up for those.
Well, ma'am, along with that being said, Kay, with it being January, I know you folks are already planning for, you know, things coming up over the next several months or so. So y'all have to work several months ahead,
right?
But I just want to commend you all for doing the job that you do. COVID going on, it adds an extra degree of difficulty for you all to get everything organized and worked out.
Yeah, the precautions, the masks, the hand sanitizer, all that good stuff. We have to do that. But we're making it. We're doing it.
That's right. That's exactly right. Again, log on to PersonCountyNC.gov. That's PersonCountyNC.gov for more information. You can call the Maine Parks and Rec office at 336-597-1755. Now, when you call, you get the automated system, and it will ask you, you know, if you want to know who you talk to, you can choose their extension. But even if you don't, just choose any extension, and they can transfer you to the person you need to talk with after you tell them what you're calling about. You can also call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful Uptown Roxboro at 336-597-1709. The Kirby Gallery is open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. And you can also call Mayo Park at 336-597-7806. Mayo Park is open January 1st to December 31st, although they only have limited services on the weekend. So they offer camping year-round at Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Our guest today is Miss Kay Rudd. Kay, tell us a little bit more information and refresh us on the basketball and baseball and volleyball are coming up.
All right. We have, let me see, 1, 2, 3 volleyball leagues. Its registration is going on right now. It's the adult co-rec, the youth volleyball, and women's volleyball. The women's and the adult co-rec registration goes through February 28th, and the youth volleyball registration goes through February 25th. And then we also have youth baseball and softball registration that goes through February 9th. And one thing I did forget to mention, Rob, was that we have a couple of volleyball clinics with West Winstead coming up. The first one is February 5th, and the second is February 19th. So those are for different ages and all that. So, and that registration ends January 28th. So they need to hop on that if you're interested. Just call the office and talk to Sarah Farr. She can get you straight on those. Let me see. We have the cheerleading registrations going on through the end of the month. The Special Olympic Spring Games registration. You can pick up application packets at the office. And let me see. Tai Chi classes at Mayo on Monday evenings. Yoga classes Wednesday morning at the Sansbury Annex. And then this Saturday, the 15th, there's still time to sign up, is the Key to My Heart Buttons and Burlap Craft Project with Lisa Mazzell. So there's a right good variety there.
It sure sounds that way. Just keep in mind, the first bass fishing tournament sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department will be at Mayo Park the second Saturday in February. That will be February 12th, 336-597-7806 for more information. Kate, appreciate you coming out this morning and sharing some good information.
Well, thank you for having me, Rob. You have a great day.
You too.